USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The quest to pass defense policy legislation hit a new obstacle in the Senate Monday as Minority Leader Mitch McConnell vowed to oppose advancing the bill further without progress on amendment votes. He'll oppose an imminent vote to cut off debate on the Senate version of the annual National Defense Authorization Act, citing GOP calls for more amendment votes. President Biden said Monday that while travel restrictions imposed on travelers from several southern African nations would slow the entry of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, it cannot prevent it. Biden said COVID-19 cannot be defeated until the rest of the world is vaccinated.
To beat the pandemic, we have to vaccinate the world as well. And America is leading that effort. We've shipped for free more vaccines to other countries than all other countries in the world combined.
This is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men, double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hollywood actor Matthew McConaughey on Sunday announced he will not run for Texas governor.
It never occurred to me that I would one day be considered for political leadership. It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment. What am I going to do? I'm going to continue to work and invest the bounty I have by supporting entrepreneurs.
A recent Dallas Morning News poll said McConaughey would beat incumbent Greg Abbott by 8 points and would crush Democrat Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke. A March order from the judge in the Ghislaine Maxwell case has resurfaced amidst criticism over the lack of transparency and publicity for the accused sex trafficker's trial. The night before the November 29th trial of Maxwell, multiple high-profile Twitter accounts reported that U.S. District Judge Allison Nathan ordered certain information be kept from the public. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Build Back Better Democrats are working on their spending bill.
Senate Democrats are negotiating amongst themselves on a key part of President Biden's economic agenda, a social spending bill, after the House passed it earlier this month. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise accuses Democrats of being careless when it comes to government spending on Fox Business.
Because they've spent trillions more dollars, we're about to max out our credit card again. And what is their answer? They passed over to the Senate trillions more in spending, Maria. And by the way, deficit spending, that'll all go to the debt. They don't care about who's going to pay for this.
Democrats argue the bill is paid for with taxes on wealthy Americans and is necessary for the United States to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic and address other issues like climate change and the rising cost of living. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Donald Trump and his legal team are setting the stage for a Supreme Court battle over executive privilege as quarrels between the former president and Democrats in the House of Representatives intensify. The battle began following the creation of the House January 6th committee, which was formed in June in a mostly party-line vote, as all but two Republicans, Representatives Adam Kinzinger, Republican of Illinois, and Liz Cheney, Republican of Wyoming, voted against forming the commission. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.